This is Leah of Leah's Movie Lowdown. Today I'll bring you my interview with Evadne Brian Perkins from Portland, Maine, whose short documentary, Yaya's Real Life, directed by Kate Kaminsky of Blue Stocking Film Series, will screen June 15th at 7 p.m. during the third edition of Leah's Indie Film Series at Soundstage 909.
Tell me how you got involved in this film. Did Kate approach you, or did you approach her, or was it just kind of a, hey, we should do this?
Oh my God, it was so long ago. I mean, I think we talked about it like years ago. It's probably been, I want to say, maybe 5 years that, you know, the subject first came up. I think she, maybe not that long. I want to say maybe 3 years ago, because it came about after I wrote a blog post about being blackballed by the only casting agent in this area.
So how did the, explain how you were blackballed. And are there more companies around now, like more talent agencies around now in Portland, or is it still just the one?
No, it's still just the one, because she absorbed two of the other ones that were in the area years ago. What happened was, first happened was I was with another casting agent, and she was, I got lots of work, and she would send me on, you know, assignments where they didn't specify a person of color or anything, and I got a lot of work. And then she retired, and that was when this woman absorbed her company. And she, first of all, I didn't like the fact that you had to sign an exclusive deal with her for a year. You couldn't take work from anybody else, even if it was free work.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Is that common?
No, it's not. And a lot of people complain about it, but not out loud. People pretty much kowtow to her. So what happened was, after I signed with her, she had a page also where you could look at what casting she had. And I was seeing that there was really nothing, all of her casting, because it's called model and talent. So she focuses a lot on the model part. A lot of the casting said, you know, 5'6", athletic, thin, blonde. You know, the descriptions were like that constantly. And so after about 5 months of not getting any work, I emailed her and I said, you know, look, I'm looking at your post for casting. I said, I haven't been cast or even sent out on anything since I've been with you. I can't work like this. I can't be signed up with you and not get any work. Can I get out of my contract? And she hemmed and hawed, and then she said, well, sure, sorry to hear that. You know, you just send me an email telling me that you want out of your contract, and I'll let you out of your contract. And so I did, and you let me out of my contract. And then I wrote a post about what I went through, the 5 months with her, and also jobs that I'd been on previously, and just about what it's like to be a person of color and trying to get work in this area, and how there's no vision. You know, they only call you when it's specifically for a black person, you know. They don't, like, think out of the box. And so I wrote a whole blog about it. And after that, I tried to get jobs on my own with, you know, some casting directors, and they said, you know, talk to so-and-so. I only go through her. And then I started hearing rumors that people were saying that I was difficult, even people who I'd never met. So I did a little test about it, asking, you know, I had Kate actually ask people, have you ever heard of Evadne Brian Perkins? And all of them said, oh, I heard she's difficult, which I've never been difficult. And so I haven't gotten any work since then, except through Kate and through people who don't go through a casting agent. You know, people that I've worked with for years. Since then, no work. And it's been, like, 2 years.
Do you think it would be easier if you lived, like, in the Boston area? I mean, I know, obviously, it would be easier if you lived in New York, probably, but even just as close as Boston, do you think that would be better?
Well, the thing that I feel is that, you know, when I was in film school, I was, you know, I was talking to one of my teachers about that, and we felt about that. We said, why should you have to move in order to work as an actor? You know, you're an actor no matter what you do, whether it's a play or, you know, because I can't get theater, I just choose not to because it doesn't pay. You know, I just feel like I shouldn't have to move to another state in order to get work. You know, I am signed up with the casting agent in Boston. You know, right now I've kind of put it on hold and gone back to music. I spend both at the same time, music and acting, and I find, you know, they're both equally fulfilling. So right now I'm concentrating on music, but I'm still, you know, I've done some voiceovers and worked with Reginald Groff, who I've worked with for over 30 years. I've done 5 commercials for him and some voiceover work for CNP with him. So I'm just doing those and then concentrating on my music. Because I don't feel the need to move to Boston, and I really don't want to. Or New York, you know, because I have a family also.
Right. So do you find the roles that you get, especially, you know, being a person of color in a mostly white area, do you find you're stereotypically cast a lot?
Oh, yeah. I was talking to my husband about it because I've worked with the Maine Playwrights Festival. And, you know, before the festival, they have, like, plays that are in, they're still in production but aren't really done yet, and they want people to read the plays in front of an audience to see how it goes. And the person who runs that only calls me when there's a person in the play, and it specifically says a black person. You know, like, he didn't call me this year because there were no plays with any black people in them.
Oh, so you're not good enough to just play anything. You have to be the token black person.
Yeah. And it's usually, you know, one of the categories of, you know, there are categories of black people. Because when white people tend to write plays about black people, they tend to write stereotypical roles or their vision of black people. You know,
right.
Whether you're the magical Negro or you're the, you know, the cheerleader, you know, the one that helps the white person see the light, you know, see all the, and, or you're the person who's full of, you know, joy all the time, and so the you're always so happy, you know, that kind of person.
Right.
Or you're the angry black woman. You know, you never just, you know, because they don't seem to think that if you write a human story, then it doesn't really matter who's in it.
Right.
You know, definitely if you're writing something that has to do with, because I got into this, okay, I did this play called Alligator Road, and it was about a woman who owned a hardware store, and her husband died, and she wanted to sell the hardware store to a black person as reparation. And so I kind of got into it with the woman who wrote the play. I sent her an email, because when I read the play, it didn't ring true. Some of the things that she had the black character doing didn't ring true. And, you know, she got kind of miffed. So I guess I am difficult. I don't know. Because I bring up things, I guess it makes me difficult.
So do you think, when it comes to, let's say I was writing a play, and I mean, sometimes that just happens that, like, oh, you have a black friend, so you write that into the play, or it's a play that's in Asia or something, so I, as the playwright, would have to write in an Asian character or something like that. Do you think the problem of these kind of stereotypical roles would be helped if I was writing that play, if I was to come to you and say, hey, I don't have that much experience, I want to make sure it's authentic? Or
yeah, exactly. That's what I told her. I asked her if she told me black people about reparations. You know, some kind of basis to write the character. And, you know, she didn't want to hear it. So, whatever. Do that again with, you know, with another play. But, you know, because then I'm the go-to person. So
right.
There was another one, a play someone wanted me to do. And it was about veterans. Actually, it was about around this time because it was about veterans. And they had a black woman veteran who was in a wheelchair, and she wanted me to play this person. And when I read the play, I wrote her an email, and I said, you know, look, first of all, she had a very stereotypical black woman, you know, all by herself, husband done left her, talks in this, you know, this quote-unquote black vernacular.
Oh, no.
Yes, and it was a horror show. And I wrote her, and I told her about it, and she claimed that nobody had ever, she'd done this play lots of times, and nobody ever said anything, which was untrue, I found out later, because she ended up canceling the play, because she found anybody to do it. So I'm sure that people brought it up. You know, and she was just there as a backdrop for the white family that was a veteran that lived next door.
Right.
You know, she didn't have any life of her own. They have black characters. Sometimes they're there just to support the white people. They have no life. No background story, no, you know, they're just there to either help the white family with their problems or to be a problem that the white person has to solve.
So do you think this kind of thing, do you think it's more of a local problem or do you think it's an all-over problem? Like, do you think you'd have the same stereotypical roles and things if you were in Boston or New York if a white person wrote it? Or is it just an up here kind of problem because it's a fewer and farther between as far as experiences go for us white folk?
Oh, I think it might be just the fact that there's not a lot of diversity here. So I think in an area, although, you know, I don't know, maybe in an area where there are more, there's more diversity, the people have, would actually have friends and maybe even relatives who are of color that they could talk to. You know, here, the, you know, it's just, there's just not. Because when I spoke about Black Lives Matter, I did a little film about Black Lives Matter with one of the filmmakers here, and we talked about that Black Lives Matter would matter more to people if they had people in their lives who were affected by it.
Right.
So I think it's the same with film. You would be more sensitive if you have people in your life who are of color, who could call you out on it and say, what is this crap?
Right.
You know, that's not true. You know, so I think it's more dependent on the area. Where they don't have anybody saying that, they just, you know, if you're around your table and everybody's white and you're talking about black people in derogatory terms and there's nobody to say, what the hell, you know, then nobody's going to say anything.
Right. That is very true.
You know, lots of friends and they all, you know, whether they're Muslim or, you know, or Iranian, I have a lot of Iranian friends and, you know, they're all terrorists, you know. So, it's, yeah, we all have that problem.
Right. It's an issue that needs to be pointed out more, because a lot of people don't even think, like, oh, it might be hard for a person of color to get a role as a normal human being.
Right. I mean, I'm part Native American, so I have a lot of Native American friends, and they're like, you know, oh, they only like us when we're in the 1800s. You know, they can't see Native Americans beyond, you know, way back when with Custer and all that as having regular lives and being able to play regular roles of just, you know, people.
Right. Ugh, yeah. So many issues we need to work on. Anyways, thank you for talking to me. I am so excited to bring your film to Portsmouth for the June 15th edition of Leah's Indie Film Series. And I'm sure everyone will be excited to have you here to talk about these issues in person.
Oh, good. I'm always going to talk about them in person.
My thanks to Evadne Brian Perkins for discussing her documentary, Ayaya's Real Life, which will air here at the station during the June 15th edition of Leah's Indie Film Series, 909 Islington Street, Suite 1, Portsmouth.